Blog Talk Radio.
Go crazy. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Stop. Go crazy. Hold up. Hold up. Wait. Stop. Now go crazy,
hell back,
not no more,
came back,
settle the score,
me be you,
one on one,
ain't no stopping,
what's begun,
foundation, hard work, determination, demonstrated, brick laid, wrong nights, overstayed, never played, insane, don't justify, I just wanna make the song cry, let it speak, loud and clear, no pain, no fear, ambition, sound vision, cooked in the lab, my words missing, vocal tracks on overload, just how I seen it unfold, not twisted, not tangled, I'll leave your mangled, unrecognizable, bird box, no blindfold, bust back, doom, doom, doom. Solid, not see-through. You have no idea of what I just might do. Capsize your boat. Burn down your hotel. Give all I got. Send you to hell.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Now go crazy.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Now go crazy.
Hold up. Hold up.
Wait.
Stop.
Now go crazy.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Wait, stop.
Now go crazy.
Hold shit, he won't quit. Rhyme spit, can't quit. Too sharp, so damn cold. Never soft, always bold. Evolution, morphosize. Dreams become realized. Lanes try and black shine. They hate it now, they mortified. My chain hang, my wrist glow. I came, saw, and won. I'm rolling out, got big bank, and ain't man near done. No switching up, it's not luck. I prostrate each day. In other words, yo, can't see me, no way. I got my plan up, it all lined up. Never had it all, I bought. I prayed for it, then wait for it, then pay for it with y'all. We sanctified, come catch the vibe. The chosen are few. Just listen up and follow us and watch what we do.
Hold up, wait, stop.
Now go crazy.
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 Hold up.
Wait, stop.
Now go crazy.
Hold up.
Now go crazy.
On the road with Big Ol' Measy. It's Tuesday, February 12th. You know what I'm talking about? And this is another one. The last week, if y'all tuned in, I was at Streets Pub and Grub. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homeboy Thaddeus for having us. This week, we had the downtown Elks Tower. Right, Bump? We're down to Elks Tower. You know what I'm saying? It's a historic building, downtown Sacramento on 11th Street. Very historic, very beautiful decor and designs overlooking downtown Sacramento. And not only am I going to be here doing the show today, I'm also going to be shooting a video for the song you just heard, Go Crazy. You know what I'm saying? So today we got a jam-packed show. I got the homeboy, you know what I'm saying? He got a long soliloquy regarding his, you know, his position. He's a radio personality, recording artist, entrepreneur, tour manager, and record label owner. We talking about none other than the homeboy from Portland, Cool Nuts. You know what I'm saying? He going to be joining us a little bit later. I got my homeboy Camacho that's going to be coming in a second, Rick Camacho. For y'all who don't know, it's not my first rodeo as far as doing blog talk, doing radio show. Of course, y'all know me from doing my podcast when I was doing the Real Spill Show, Knockdown. But before that, I was doing hold on. Before that, I was doing Blog Talk on Soul Kitchen Radio. So we had a whole, you know, we had a whole bunch of people, you know what I'm saying, online with us. And we did a lot of interviews, and we just had a whole bunch of fun. So I got him coming on. We're going to be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to be talking about all the hot topics. We're going to be talking about the Grammys with the, you know, all the winners, you know, the Cardi B's of the world. We're going to be talking about Gucci. That's real controversial right now. And Floyd Mayweather. We're going to be talking about 21 Savage, Chris Brown. It's going to be a jam-packed show, you know what I'm saying? But first thing I want to do, I want to play this song. I played it last week. It's by 21 Savage featuring J. Cole. It's called A Lot. It's a song in the video that I think that got him in a whole lot of trouble. We're gonna go to that, and we're going to come back with the homeboy Rick Camacho. You know what I'm talking about? It's You on the Road with Big Ol' Meezy. Stay tuned.
Turn my headphone down a little bit. Yeah. How much money you got? A lot. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flock? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? I'm with these thighs. Every day that I'm alive, I'ma ride with this stick. I'd rather be broke in jail than be dead and rich. Told my brothers take my breath if I turn to a snitch. But I'm 21 for L, ain't no way I'ma switch. Dog, it was us. Then you went and wrote a statement, and that really fucked me up. My brother lost his life, and it turned me to a beast. My brother got life, and it turned me to the streets. I've been through the storm, and it turned me to a G. But the other side was sunny. I get paid to rap on beats. How much money you got? A lot. How many problems you got? A lot. How many people done doubted you? A lot. Left you out to rot? A lot. How many pray that you flock? A lot. How many lawyers you got? A lot. How many times you got shot? A lot. How many you shot? A lot. How many times did you ride? A lot. How many done died? A lot. How many times did you cheat? A lot. How many times did you lie? A lot. How many times did she leave? A lot. How many times did she cry? A lot. How many chances she done gave you? For I'm with these thighs. A lot.
Yeah. I just came from the A. I drove back home. 6 hour drive. 6 and a half. Before I left, I stopped by and seen my 21 in the studio. Yeah, two of his kids with him right in the studio. That's when I knew. Stand up, I love seeing like that. Question.
How many faking they streams? Getting they plays from machines. I can see behind the smoke and mirrors. Ain't really big as they seem. I never say anything. Everybody got their thing. Some make millions. Other niggas make memes. I'm on a money routine. I don't want smoke, I want cream. I don't want no more comparisons. This is a marathon, and I'm aware I've been playing a bet from a lack of promotions. I never was one for the bragging and boasting. I guess I was hoping the music would speak for itself, but the people want everything else. Okay, no problem, I show up on every one album. You know what the outcome will be. I'm betting 1,000. It's got to the point that these rappers don't even like rapping with me. Come on, 21 Savage just hit me and told me he sent me a spot on a new record he got. He called it a lot. I open my book and I jot. Pray for Tekashi, they wanting a rap. I picture him inside a cell on a cot, reflecting on how he made it to the top, wondering if it was worth it or not. I pray for Markel cause they up his shot. Just want you to know that you got it, my nigga. Though I never met you, I know that you special. And that the Lord bless you, don't doubt it, my nigga. Dennis Madrunia, stay solid, my nigga. I'm on a tangent, not how I planned it. I had some fans that hopped in a band. This shit when they thought that I wasn't gonna pan. Now I got a plan. They say the success is the greater revenge. Tell all your friends, call on a mission. Cementing the spot is the greatest that did it before it all ends.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you for I'm with these thighs?
A lot.
Check this out, this is the regulator, Warren G, and I'm doing it live with my homeboy, Big O' Meezy, for Cheesy. That's how we get out, man, and we on the road. Shush. You are listening to the On The Road Show with Big O' Meezy. This is Mac from the Mac Lab Media Group. If you need flyers, posters, banners, business cards, car magnets, invoices, if you're trying to make your office run, you need to contact Mac Lab Media Group. 916-718-2409 or office. You can either office number is 916-840-5962. This is Mac Lab Media Group signing out.
Salute to all my sponsors. Salute to Mac Lab. You know, I posted that earlier. He got all the graphics. You know, he do all the flyers. You know what I'm saying? He do the banners. He got the banner for the show. And he just do good business, and that's my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? So make sure y'all support all the show sponsors, and we can keep this thing going and cracking. So with no further ado, I got my homeboy Camacho. You know what I'm saying? We go back the long way. Camacho, what's up, baby?
What it do, boy?
I mean, same suit, just reheated, man. We right back at it like we never left, right?
Yeah, that's right, man. Hey, shout out to Sir 21 Savage.
so many subject matters that I want to get into with you before we bring in Cool Nuts later on in the hour. But we can start off with the Grammys, man. What you think about the Grammys, man? It was a lot of performances I really rocked with. It was some controversy with the J-Lo performance, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, it was a tribute to Motown, and I guess some people felt like, of all people, why did they pick her, you know, and there was some snubs. There was some Grammy snubs, but there was some highlights, like the homie J-Rock got one with Kendrick, you know what I'm saying, and what did you think about it?
Man, you know, I was sitting, it's funny because I was sitting at home on Sunday. I was like, ain't nothing on the TV. And I didn't even watch the Grammys, bro. But let me tell you this. I've been hearing all about it for the last 3 days. And I went in and I saw, I think the best thing I've seen so far was Alicia Keys rocked that shit. Like, she rocked it on the two pianos, doing all the covers, and just doing Alicia Keys. Being Alicia Keys killed it. And then
she was doing a menage a trois with two pianos.
Man, just killing that stuff, you know. And then I heard Drake just showed up. You know, Drake had never been to none of the Grammys. Finally he showed up to the Grammys, and they cut him off. They cut his mic off. He said he was trying to push some positive vibes out there to the people who work hard and don't get that kind of stage, don't get in that invitation to the Grammys. And
you know what's crazy is that you know, a lot of people grow up wanting to win a Grammy, you know what I'm saying? And I just feel like when people go up there and they give the speeches and they act the Grammys, like, you done already spent your money and you done already gotten your best fit to go to the Grammys. It's just like, why are you going to use that opportunity to go on the stage and say, hey, the Grammys don't matter? You know what I'm saying? It's like people who act, it's like they want to win an Oscar. So why get on the stage in the biggest moment of your life and try to tell people, hey, this don't really matter? It's like why race in NASCAR if it ain't no trophy at the win at the end. You know what I'm saying?
Why go to the combine if you ain't getting in the NFL?
Yeah, they felt like it was disrespectful. It's like, you're our guest, you on stage, and now you're sitting up here saying, hey, everybody, even though I just won for best song, this really don't matter, and whoever helped do that really don't matter. You know what I'm saying? That's all. It just seemed like a millionaire saying
money don't matter. It's like a millionaire telling you, oh, don't worry about it. Money ain't nothing. Money don't matter. Yeah. Fool, give me some of that
Straight
money.
Up.
Let me make that decision. Let me make that decision.
I just feel like, you know,
so,
it was just the wrong venue for them to do all that. For him to do all that chirping.
Right. Man, this whole thing, man,
we had Cardi B win best album of the year, and I was kind of torn because I listened to Cardi B whole album. I like the album. I like the song she got with Kehlani Ring. You know, I like it like that. It's a few songs on there, you know, that came through dripping. I like that song. It's a few songs on there that I like. It was neck and neck for me as far as her and a couple other people. But I mean, like she said, she was pregnant. She worked. She put the whole album together while she was pregnant. Which, I mean, it's not like the first time that's happened. But at the end of the day, I still feel like she deserved it. And I feel like, you know, it is what it is at that point. What do you think?
No, Cardi been putting her work in. And if you know, as a DJ, playing music for people to keep them entertained, whether it's a kid or an adult, you throw on a Cardi B record right now, everybody's singing it. You put on I Like It Like That, everybody knows the lyrics. You know, and I think that's really where it comes out at. You know, if people could sing your song and just everybody sing the lyrics in the crowd, and you see this all the time because you on tour with 40 and he could turn off the mic and everybody sing the song, right? That's success, and that deserves recognition, and that's where I think Cardi deserved that. You know, she's worked her ass
early
off.
Early 2018, everybody was singing Bodak Yellow. You know what I'm saying? It was like the hood anthem. You know what I mean? You couldn't go to too many hood parties and not hear every female in there chanting and singing the words. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't want to take nothing. She done disabled her Instagram, and she did a long soliloquy about people hating on her, and I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's just I wish that people gave more recognition. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, she'll be back, man. Everybody get rid of her Instagram.
I tell you know what I'm saying too much, but that is what it is because that's what I say.
Right.
So
right.
The great communicator, man.
The great communicator.
Hello.
Hey, this is what I want to ask you, man. How in the world did you dig up? Or where did you get that JT the bigger figure drop from, blood? That's my homie
Hey, hold on. Oh, you talking about this one right here?
Yeah, what's up? This your boy JT the bigger figure, a.k.a. Big Panamera. And you tuned in right now to On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. My partner, man. My day one.
Black Wall Street.
FOI Big.
Black Wall Street home.
Man, Cobra, hey, JT is my partner, man. I just called him up. I seen him wiggling. You know, I've been following him. Well, I've been knowing him for many moons, but I actually just been following him recently in like last few months when he was on his bum life out there in Alabama. You know what I'm saying? And I just been checking him out, buying hoop courts and buying property out there and trying to put everybody up on game. You know, you're always trying to put up everybody up on game.
Right.
So I just hit them because it's a list of people that I got drops coming from, and I just want them to all be monumental and you know what I mean, and real big. So I just send them, you know, social technology. You could just hit somebody on the gram if they know you, and then tell them what you need, and they just get back at you with the hurry upness. So. You know, that was natural like an afro. He sent that back so quick, you know what I'm saying? So that ain't nothing. And I'm going to get him – I think I'm going to try to get him on the show in the next couple of shows to just, you know, drop some game on everybody because, you know, this business, man, everybody think they know it all, but they don't know how to apply everything they know to the situation. So, you know, I got to bring on people on the show that, you know, that know what they talk about, know what they're doing, and you know, that, you know, got experience in the game.
Yeah, you know, and listen to that drop. Hey, listen to that drop makes me think about way back in the 90s when me and you first met, right? And it's funny how the times have changed and they came back. They came. It's a full circle because when me and you first met, I was following you to the mosque, right? And you was bringing me into the mosque, and I was into the nation and enlightening myself and being woke. And at the same time, JT, I was JT's promoter, and he was going to the mosque, and he was getting woke and raising his kids. And, you know, it was a great time, and now we're kind of back at that time with this whole new regime they got in the White House.
And it seems like
we're going right back into that time.
I was talking
to somebody not too long ago,
because I watched Soledad O'Brien, it wasn't really a documentary, but it was a report, and they went to different areas talking about the wall, the border walls, and you know, in Mexico and California, and they went to a lot of the different areas, and basically what I gather from the situation is that there are some spots that do, you know, if you want to keep it real and talk about immigration, there are some spots that do need some type of barrier or some sort. But the real thing is they want to put up a big wall, a big barrier, because when families get to the border or get to the checkpoint, all they have to do is, you know, is surrender themselves and say that they seek an asylum, and then America actually automatically has to take them in. So they feel like they're being overran with a whole, it's not a whole bunch of people, but it's enough. But you know, it takes an evil president, because I feel like every time they have a president, that president is meant to do a specific thing. The Electoral College just choose those presidents to do a specific thing. Like Obama was probably was in office to bail out, to pay for the bailout, you know, after the collapse, and not just that, but to get Bin Laden, which he did, and to bring some hope and change, and then the next president had to be the total and complete opposite, and that's what Trump is. Trump is the complete opposite, and because Republicans and Democrats have wanted to build some type of barrier in the southern border. It's just because of the humanitarian crisis, nobody had the guts to do it. But so they picked a dude who didn't have no heart, who was heartless, who don't mind furloughing thousands of federal workers and don't mind doing the illest stuff. Trump just don't matter. So you know, with that being said, after I watched this special, there's some places that don't need a border, a barricade. I don't want to say that big, because when we say border, we think it's that big wall, like just a big massive looking like a dam wall. You know what I'm saying? But it's not that. He evolved on the situation, as I think, you know, but we don't know. But some little, because you have to compromise, you know, to some degree. Otherwise, it's just going to be another shutdown, and it's going to be, you know, chaos all over again. So the government got so much money, they just don't.
If you're going to build a wall, build a Great Wall of China type wall where everybody could go there and just walk along the wall and enjoy the views. Mexico on one side, Texas on the other side, or you know, whatever. Make it something that could make money from tourists. Tourists want to go see that wall. Like what I hate about what they're saying all the time.
But if you do it like that, Trump is gonna have his name. He's gonna call it Trump Wall and Trump World. And then he's gonna put an amusement park or something on there. You know what I'm saying? You can't trust this dude to do nothing right, because you already know all he wants to do is pomp and show and take credit. You feel me? So we can't give him that. But let's take a break real quick. Let's take a break real quick. We gonna come back. I'm a player. Oh, from a couple of my homeboys. I'm gonna play a couple records, and because I could do that because it's my show. So everybody, just tune in, just stay tuned, and we coming right back. You're on the road with Big O.
We do this all day, all night. Damn good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Damn good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
Got a call from the family, the party is on and on. So I pull up on my barber, he give me that fresh line. Need a 3 on the top, I need a 2 on the side. And that's a quick fade, hit the store, I need that douce. Fresh pack for that new strain. Hey, 95, I feed him nothing but game. I ain't in the wine and dining or going on dinner dates. If I do, it's Ruth Chris, I order me up a steak. Back to my pad, putting on my game. Fresh fit, top to bottom, I'm keeping the game late. Gold, little diamonds, they shining, it's on my chain. Going all the way, we stuck in the fast lane. My cell phone buzzing, it's time, I gotta slide. Party going up, we party till morning time. Smoking on the grapes like I'm hurting through the vine. With the music so loud, I ain't gotta go inside.
We do this all day, all night. Damn good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Damn good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
Okay, here's the situation, let's run up a check. All these people came to party and we got it on deck. Hella drank, hella smoke, but we ain't done yet. So exotic, I'm excited, how this life is a trip. I've been all around the world, Japan to Amsterdam. Going hard with the fam, all across this land. Never switching this edition, it's tradition to kill it. Minor mission, I enlisted to the top and I bill it. And the chicks say he go, but that won't change my ego. I give love to all my people, double shots, it's a free throw. Mash to the stage, give them what they want. 95 meals, then he be right up.
We do this all day, all night. Damn good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down. We do this all day, all night. Damn good, damn right. Hands up, hands down. Turn up, never turn down.
This is my co-owner of It's My Hair Salon. We are the proud sponsors of On the Road with Big O Meezy. We specialize in healthy hair care and multi-textual services. We're located at 3830 Northgate Boulevard, or we can be reached at 916-568-2222. You can also check us out on TV. We are the official makeover salon for Good Day Sacramento. We're transforming Sacramento one client at a time. And don't forget, follow us on Instagram at It's My Hair.
What's happening, y'all? This is E40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big O Meezy. Learn about it.
Coleo make the beat bang, Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang, so much Coleo make the beat bang, Coleo make the beat bang, so much bass they call it cocaine.
I'm off. With my scribble scrabble, I like to dibble and dabble when it comes to fiddle saddle. Man, this beat is so knocking, got the trunk rattle. Word of mouth, yeah, that's how fast news travel. Word on the street, Coleone, yeah, he got them beats. The little homie said he hungry, so it's time to feast. They say, what's happening, my name now? You doing your thing, my dear? My player pop, they got on the snap, I told him to tighten his lid. Say, bam, bam. I'll have my homeboy boxing, bam, bam, for 7 Grizzam. Of them zoom, zooms, and them wham, wham. We off them groovies, I sit low like Droopy. Man, I'm so Joe Cool, they call me Snickle. Hey, yo, yo. Smell so good to the point they want to inhale me. The police, they want to harass me, arrest me, then jail me. But they tell me, Coleo make the beat bang. But Coleo make that beat bang. But
Coleo make that beat bang.
Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang. So much bass, they call it cocaine. Coleo make the beat bang. So much Coleo make the beat bang.
fantastic. Extra man is bump fantastic. Focus fashion, do that ration. I come from the soil, so it's nothing to spit this game for y'all. Hella jumping off the wall. Call your mission in the raw. Dina moving clean as George Nickin. I'm to jump off the porch. Held it down behind the wall. The light was dim, me lit the torch. We dibbling, dabbling everything to maintain this life. But back then, it's right now. As any time of my grand. The great communicator manifested to a scrillionaire. Speaking to existence, no resistance everywhere like air. Cooking, whipping, chopping, serving, giving what the people want. All the time, stay on the ground by doing what the others don't. We just some cold ass fixtures with the perfect mixture.
With the perfect mixture.
Big ol' Meezy, sick with it records, and it don't stop.
Coley make the beat bang. Coley make the beat bang. So much Coley make the beat bang. So much bass they call it cocaine. Coley make the beat bang. So much Coley make the beat bang. Coley make the beat bang. So much bass they call it cocaine. Coley make the beat bang. Coley make the beat bang. So much Coley make the beat bang. So much bass they call it cocaine. Coley make the beat bang. So much Coley make the beat bang. Coley make the beat bang. So much bass they call it cocaine.
Oh, yeah, man, we back, live and direct, on the road with Big Ol' Meezy. That song was called Beat Bang, Joe Cool featuring Big Ol' Meezy, and the one before that was the homeboy 95 Mill, All Day, All Night, featuring Big Ol' Meezy once again. I mean, it's my radio show, man, so I can play what I want to. Hello, you know what I'm saying? So, I got the homie Rick back in here. Rick, what's up, baby?
What's up, bro?
Hey, so let's get into this Gucci controversy, all this blackface controversy. I mean, it's like real big right now, man. It's like we real upset over a whole lot of things, but the whole Gucci blackface, man. It's like I don't know what folks what they doing. I don't know what's going on, but it's just bananas, man. It's just bananas how this whole thing is unfolding, man. It's like it's not gonna be no recourse for the things that they do. What you think about that? And we got the homie Cool Nuts tapped in, so we're gonna be getting with him in the next couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
Yeah, you know they're doing whatever they want to do. You know, they're taking advantage of the fact that there's this division in the country right now. And they're not doing it for us. They're doing it for them. You know, like this Democratic dude said, I don't know if I'm the blackface guy or the KKK guy. I don't know which one it is. You know, and that's kind of like, that was a Kickstarter of everything. And then everything started doing blackface. You got Katy Perry shoes and all kinds of stuff happening right now. It's crazy.
Oh, my God. You got the shoes? Man, I mean, what the hell? So, TMZ, you know, which TMZ might as well be MSNBC or damn near, you know, might as well be CNN because they always got the information, you know, quick, fast, in a hurry. They showed Mayweather in front of Gucci, and they asked him about why is he going up in there, and he's like, man, I don't got nothing to do with that. Why are you boycotting? I'm on a yacht. You know, just totally disregarding, you know, the struggle and the plight. And I feel like, you know, our power come when you disrespect us. We show unity and we shut it down just the same way we did with H&M. You know what I'm saying?
H&M, it's like
when you disrespect us.
Yeah,
it's like when you disrespect us, we got to show unity, you know, and show that, you know, we are powerful, united force. You know what I'm saying? So when you got somebody like bruh that just turned his back, I mean, and I'm a fan of Mayweather. So it really hurts me, man. And I know a few of his homies, man. It really hurt me that dude went out of his way to do that, man.
You know,
so,
it seems like sometimes the dollar is a lot bigger than you. And in Floyd's case, it seems like that's it sometimes. Sometimes that dollar is a lot bigger than what he represents. You know, because he just always throwing the dollar
around. Yeah, we can't be sellouts though, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? You either stand for something or you fall for anything. You know, that's just where we at with it. But hold on, Camacho. I'm about to bring in the homie Cool Nuts, man. We're going to get into the conversation. We're going to touch on a few other subjects. Hold on for a second, brother. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's going down, man. It's going down. With no further ado, this is my homeboy. I've been knowing him for many moons. We go back, like, you know what I'm saying, car seats, like backpacks and some more of it. Like I said earlier, recording artist, radio personality, entrepreneur, tour manager, record label owner, your whole soliloquy. He always on the road. He always doing something. You can always find him on his social media doing a show or doing, you know what I'm saying, something interesting. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all make some noise. You know what I'm talking about? For my homeboy, my partner, Cool Nuts. You feel me?
What's up with you, bro?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Oh man, I'm doing well.
Is it snowing out your way? Because I seen Washington was towed back.
No, the snow, it was snowing a couple of days ago, but it's melted now. I think Seattle got way more snow than what we got.
But you're probably not even in Portland. You're probably somewhere else wiggling and diggling. Where you at?
No, I was, but I just got back. I literally got back the day before yesterday from Denver, as well as a whole bunch of other West Coast spots.
That sound like Denver sound like some flight delay.
Yeah, well, no, you know what? Actually, I got blessed and was able to get up out of there early because of the weather. So they allowed us to leave the day before for free. So big shout out to Southwest Airlines on that.
So before we get off into the, you know, the records you shot me and your new and latest project, are you up on all the current events? Did you watch the Grammys? I know you probably didn't go to the Grammys, but did you watch the Grammys? Did you know any performances you liked or anything like that?
I watched. I didn't get to because we had an event the same night, so I didn't actually get to watch them. But I stayed up to speed on who won and you know, out of the nominations, who actually picked up the actual Grammys. So you know, some great wins, especially people like J-Rock taking one home, you know, with Kendrick and them. And of course, I think, you know, it's great for Cardi B to win one too.
Now you seen some of the hate that Cardi B is getting for album of the year. So she like it's the album of the year. What was it? It was a hip hop album of the year, right? Rap album of the year.
Yeah, she got rap album of the year.
She's been getting bad, you know, like people have been hating on her. She canceled her Instagram account for whatever reason.
Oh,
because I guess, you know, she canceled it, she shut it down, but you know, it's probably easy to bring it back. But you know, and another reason why I wanted you to come on here is because, you know, it's like the way the game is now, it's like the way with YouTube is and everything else, it seems like a lot of people want to get recognition by saying the illest stuff, you know what I'm saying? So people,
yeah,
without really even thinking, and you know, you went through this with one of the homies, it's like, you know, people getting emotional and people saying the illest stuff, and it's not really directed towards certain people, but it's just the game in general, to where certain people are feeling overlooked or whatever,
yeah,
or trying to figure out why stuff ain't going. You know, certain people are getting blessed with certain advantages that they, or certain opportunities that other people haven't been given. So they vent that on and project that onto other people. You know what I'm saying? And so how you feel about that, brother? What's your perspective?
Man, I feel like, you know, if it's in the cards for you to win, like, God chooses that. Like, you can work hard to create the opportunity. You can work hard to put yourself in position, but there's only a chosen few people out there that get selected for a certain level of success. And that means sometimes it's beyond and above. It's beyond and above any of us. You know, it's one of those things where it was chosen. It was in the cards. Like Cardi B, has had a very, very, she worked hard to get to where she is. It was a lot of hard work that went into it, a lot of polish, and they have the success to back it up. And, you know, and people should be happy sometimes when they see people come from the struggle in terms of, you know, in terms of achieving that type of success.
But yeah, and you do a lot, and you've been. And I was just looking, and I've been knowing you for Mad Moons. You got like 20 albums out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people want to act like Kool Nuz haven't put in, and certain people, I don't want to just say Kool Nuz, but that people haven't put in the work, and they don't. No, real talk. They feel, you know, me and you done did multiple tours, and anybody that's been on, you know, on our tours, they know it's. Like my song Go Crazy says, hard work, dedication, determination to get up every day and do the same thing every day. And even J-Rock, you know, shout out to J-Rock, you know what I'm saying? When we was on the Independent Grind Tour with Tech N9ne doing over 30 shows and having probably like 2 days off and you know what I mean? And just gritting it out and taking showers at the venues and taking showers in a damn near horse yards and stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
man,
people
yeah.
only see the people only see the finished product. They don't see all the hard work that's been put in for each individual, you know what I'm saying, to do their thing. And it's just sad that that the beefs of even the OGs like Spice One getting at it with Wack 100, and you know, like us as OGs, we used to pick up the phone, like people who say they listen to 40, I don't understand how you listen to 40, because he only laid it out. We had a meeting, stuff supposed to be in squash. We met in Emeryville. We met at, you know what I'm saying, this place and this place to talk about our issues. And at the end of the day, we squashed the funk, because at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to come out in that funk is somebody going to get hurt, or, you know what I mean? And don't nobody do that. It's, at the end of the day, we doing rap music. It's supposed to be fun, right? So why are we going through these trials and tribulations?
It's also supposed to be something that takes you, you know, that elevates you beyond the streets and the madness and all the stuff that's going on. It takes you, supposed to be something that creates avenues to escape, whether it be street life, whether it be selling drugs, whether it be all of that stuff.
Yeah, well, I guess I think all we could do is pray and hope that, you know, this new wave of I don't know, whatever you call it, because, you know, we already know who run YouTube Music, Lior, and we already know his opinion on it. We already know he benefits off all the negativity that, you know, people in the rap game bring, because, you know, you get a million views, that's a $1,500, $1,600 check or what have you. So people are rather sell their soul for that little trophy that says you got a certain amount of views and a certain amount of whatever, likes or whatever. And they'll say the illest stuff, you know what I'm talking about, just to get that viewership up. And I ain't with that part, you feel me? But we're gonna sidetrack that for a minute. We're gonna get into these couple of records that you sent me. You sent me Yaper. That's one of my favorites. You know what I'm talking about. Let's talk about that before I play that. How did that come together? Who produced that?
Man, I've always wanted to do. I mean, Freaky Tales is one of my favorite songs from Too Short. Big shout out to the homie Too Short. So I wanted to always do something, but I wanted somebody to make a version that was representative of the song, but also like a hybrid. So I had reached out to, you know, DJ Chill, a.k.a. Chillest Illest. And, Chill produced that. So he came through. He came through with the slap, man, and it inspired Yaper, you know, which has been getting an amazing response, especially at the shows. So that's why, like, even right now, we reasserting the push on it, because the response has been getting. I just had did a couple shows with Andre Nicotina, and you know, people are loving it.
And which album is this one on?
Yaper is on the Terrence album.
On Terrence, all right. So that came out before the pig ears and chitlins, right?
Yeah, that came out before Pig Ears and Chitlins.
All right, let's go into this new record. This record right here is Cool Nuts. It's Yaper, produced by Chillis Illis, man, on the road with Big Ol' Meezy.
2016. Sir Cool Nuts. We officially in the building. Let's get it. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, Yaper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Knee deep in the trap, tasting wealth. He wanted True Religion jeans and a Gucci belt. I wanted condos, land, acres, plots. Every day that we trapped out those D-boy spots. The game passed Popo was scorching hot. I had a bass head working to rush my knots. Old school swing on these northeast blocks. Would you hop a couple gates to shake the cops? We talking blappers on deck to fend the ops. Caprice on toners to be in the block. Four tires to the pavement, never hitting the rail. We on that old school mob, straight chasing the mail. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? I came in the rap game extra tough. You got a couple slick bars, but it ain't enough. Use a snotty nose sucker, a young street punk. I'm on 15th and Kill with some slap in the trunk. A couple turf classics on extra slap. Kick back like a pimp when you hear my rap. The tracksuit velvet on some player. I've been money motivated, all about my grip. Throw a peace sign player on the Deacom strip. I see my woodline partners like, what's up? I strike through 13th bucking in yo bucket. On top shelf kush, what my was smoking. Backwoods pushers, heman goose. My stomp down partners at the on the deuce. The guts and the cutlass was super plush. We finessing and macking with a gangster touch. Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Popping peas on the plane, ice cold champagne. I'm a ice cold player with this monstrous game. Couple checks in the bank, all about my change. From Spain to Spokane, and it's all long range. We dickin' back fooling, stone cold cooling. Portland hit Japan, and we straight iconic. In the bank store lounging in foreign garb. Touchdown in Dubai, riding foreign cars. And the roof on the drop like the Superdome. I was Wi-Fi calling, iPhone on Rome. And it's never long distance, I was FaceTime calling. Make the look glamorous on vacay balling. In a hunt for the bands, we gon' grab a few. When the hit Houston, ride a slab or two. It's a couple Portland on some bossy. And I'm VIP, it don't cost me.
It don't cost me.
Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow? Paper, bread, money, guap. Aspire for my dreams, reach for the top. Gouda, paper, Skrilla, dope. Have you heard a Portland rapper with a Trilla flow?
Man, that's that real slap right there, man. That's that real slap right there.
Who was that rapping like that, man? Who was that rapping like that, man?
I think it's cool. King, what did you tell me yesterday? King Cool Nuts.
Triple OG.
Hey, that's not even
cool. Triple OG Cool Nuts, the prophet of the hip-hop game.
Oh, man, hey, that thing goes crazy. And that's on your last album before pig ears and chitlins called Terrence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this next record is actually on the new album, right?
Yeah. Which one is that one?
That's Power Play.
Oh yeah, Power Play. Actually, no, Power Play is just another exclusive joint we dropped after. I dropped that after Pig Ears and Chillin', because I just been back in the studio recording more music, man, and I want to just start making sure that I'm staying consistent on putting more and more new music out there to the people.
So, okay, so what project is this on? And let everybody know about this song, and I'm going to get into that right now.
Power Play is just—it's basically just an exclusive single we put out. It's available on Spotify, Apple Music, everywhere. It's like when I recorded it, I just liked it. I'm like, I want to just make sure in this day and age that we just continuing to put out new music.
All right then. Well, we're gonna get into that in 2.2 seconds.
You're listening to E-Water Radio, KEWRDB.
And you do know that, and let me double back on this one.
What's happening, y'all? This is E-40, and you're listening to On the Road with Big Ol' Measy. Learn about it.
And it's the homeboy Cool Nuts, man, and it's his record, his new record, Power Play. It's on Spotify and everything. Check it out.
Cool Nuts. Cool Nuts. Uh-huh. Come through dumb knocking, dumb slapping, man. Motivated by this real shit. Why you sucking, living on this look? Posting in the paint with my hard hat. Why my n***s on the turf like them floor mats? Cityscape that got a bright view. The stresses of the world I'm accustomed to. So we strap in for this wild ride. Slapping in the whip, it's like the pile drive.
Woo!
Ric Flair on this audio. You need lightweight. We keep it popping, though. Come through hard body, and the statement is dope, dumb, knocking, hella relevant. Up the block, heard it slapping like the Regal did. These suckers frail, hella fake, like them feeble kids. This the muscle, this the struggle, this the voice of. We show a big strike through, getting hella love. Sunrise and it's looking like a newer day. See the sights and I'm aiming for a power play. Out the park for the fence and the game win. You been basic and you're talking about the same. Sunrise and it's looking like a newer day. See the sights and I'm aiming for a power play. Out the park for the fence and the game win. You been basic and you're talking about the same. A bunch of work and a bad whisk them off and we treat them like a summer trip. Hella tropic, hella views, it's exotic. Ballin' crazy, she come back on psychotic. Slang gang goofy, this that Portland drip. Hella pippish, hella mobby, we encourage it. I was groomed, I was roomed with the best of. We really wore it, really own it, you playing dress up. Dapper Dan, super flavin', next up. You frat house and beer pong and giving chest bumps. We monster truckin', rough rivin', and the levels up. Talking victory, try and get gold medals up. Amsterdam, canals looking lovely. Have you toast out in Paris sipping bubbly? We been trapping, been rapping, getting bags up. It's like the hoop court trying to run them stats up. Sunrise and it's looking like a newer day. See the sights and I'm aiming for a power play. Out the park for the fence and the game win. You been basic and you're talking about the same. Sunrise and it's looking like a newer day. See the sights and I'm aiming for a power play. Out the park for the fence and the game win. You been basic and you're talking about the same.
Yo, this is the almighty EA Ski, and you listening to On the Road with the homie, Big Ol' Measy. Let's get it.
You see that power play right there? That's the homie EA Ski. You was just listening to Cool Nuts with a power play record, man. So that was a good one right there. Let's talk about Portland. You You the king, the ambassador of Portland. What's the vibe out that way?
I feel like, Portland has always been a melting pot of hip hop. I mean, as you know from coming out here, it's a lot of real. It's been real synonymous with the Bay Area and the sounds of the Bay, as well as just overall independence. I think the scene has modeled itself after a lot of the stuff that was happening in the Bay in terms of putting out your own records, putting together your own shows, and creating a lane of independence. And that's where the scene is basically like. And you have a lot of people doing their thing right now. Of course, people from our camp. Of course, you know, other artists, like you got like Aminé coming out of here on a national scale. And then a lot of independent artists, of course, like people that have been holding it down. My bro Maniac Loke, his son Dre, the Mikey Vegases. Then you got other cats like Mike Capes and a host of others that have been, you know, representing Portland to the fullest.
I also see you out with the Trap Kitchen. We just did a show in Sag at the Blue Lamp. That was cracking. Like 200 people. How was that been?
Man, that's been amazing. We actually came together over music. Spank from the Trap Kitchen was on the road with us and would be making, you know, doing tours with us and stuff of that nature. So he would come on the road with me and he saw some of the stuff I was doing in terms of putting together shows and touring, and he was like, "Yo, can you do some of those same things for us with the Trap Kitchen?" But it also came together through my bro Mikey Vegas, which has been a great partnership into the culinary world. But also, as you saw, it's very urban. It's, you know, infused with the music. And, you know, we had them go out with y'all in 40 on the Gift of Gab tour and did the meet and eat. So it's been dope, man, being able to combine the music with the food.
And you're doing the Coast to Coast, so your plate is pretty full, man. Tell all the people how they can get in contact with you, where they can see you, and what you got coming up next.
Man, you can catch me on, of course, all the Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Everything is at Cool Nuts, CoolNutz. What we got coming up, plenty of more music, new albums, me and Maniac dropping a project. Then, of course, all the albums, the Pig Ears and Chitlins, which is out right now, Terrence. Classic albums like Harsh Game and different stuff, man. Radio, you know, Jam 107.5, the breakout show. Of course, more Trap Kitchen stuff. More artist management, tour management, event production. Just really the whole plate, man. It's in this game nowadays, you got to diversify.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show. You my second guest. You know what I'm talking about? It's only going to get better and better. Just keep me abreast and let me know everything you got going on, man. We get you back on here, you know what I'm saying? Because it's not just my outlet, it's our outlet. You know what I'm talking about? One love and I appreciate you. Make some noise for the homie Cool Nuts.
Right on, bro. We appreciate you, too. Thank you for having me.
Before we go, let me get into this record, man. It's leaking out.
Oh, man, let me tell you about something that happened a day ago, man. I mean, it's the real truth, man. I really want to tell you, man. You know what I'm talking about? It was a long night. Remix!
I'm high, cause I've been drinking. 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 I'm high.
About you, but I know about this. I'm higher than a kite and I'm drunk as shit. I don't know if you can tell, I've been going all day. Off a bottle of tequila and a pack of Loud Dank. Me and my fellas all gas, no break. Stay away from a square, watch a cooler pump fake. Yeah, I also drink beer, if it's wine, it's fine. But it gotta be red right around dinner time. When I wanna hit a club, grab that OG Kush. Baby, give me that gas, you alright in my book. Blunt fairy, oh, I love that taste. I'm high, can't feel my face. We ain't even finna drive, call a Uber or a lift, pour another shot, pass that split. My new, the weekend, we ain't gotta work. Got home safe,
plus nobody got hurt.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
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 I'm high. Drinking blunts in the sky, sipping Earl Stevens, sliding the five, bobbing and weaving, Lake Mary Sideshow. I'm there every weekend. Gas break dips, I don't like shit. Never slip, keep the chrome on my hip. That boy chain ill, it's all on the Johnny Dane grill. One of them touch. Where my new Paul Wall got me higher than a satellite. Then the Molly, now I got no appetite. All I do is smoke a lot. Never. Van White, 2 pounds smoked in one night. That's my bragging right. Living my best life like Duval and Snoop. We gon' roll it all, burn it down the booth. We gon' drink it all by the bottle till we puke. Big ol' Meezy got the model when they following the cook. Zoom.
I'm high,
cause I've been drinking.
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 I'm high.